Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Well, it is a Monday, and every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon, we like to pause and get an update from Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise. And Roger, this is a very special network update.
Well, indeed it is, Dave, because I'm sitting here in the studios of KGLE AM 590 in Glendive this morning. And we're not here just because we wanted to stop by for the fun of being here. We have some great news as to what's about to happen here this week.
Yeah, this is a week we have been, we've been talking about for so long. We've been asking folks to pray about it. And this is a week we plan on putting KGLE FM on the air.
Well, that's exactly right. I just mentioned I'm in the studios of AM 590. Next time we talk, we'll have to say AM 590 and FM 91.9, because if all goes well, we're looking at the new KGLE FM being on the air by the middle of this week. The tower crew is going to be here, and we're going to be hanging the antennas over the next couple days. We're going to be installing all the equipment, of course, in the building, putting up the satellite dish and all that sort of thing. And we're hoping by possibly Tuesday night, but for sure by Wednesday, if everything goes well, KGLE FM 91.9 will be on the air. Finally, we are really excited about that.
So if you're sitting anywhere in that Glendive area tomorrow night, Wednesday, start scanning that dial on the FM dial and see if you can find that. Boy, we are looking forward to the ministry opportunities on a nice, clean FM signal.
Yeah, you know, YNOP has been operating KGLE for just a couple of years now, and right from the beginning we said, you know, they've got a great ministry at KGLE because there's this big AM signal that covers eastern Montana and western North Dakota. It can be heard for long, long distances during the daytime, but there's a need for a local FM signal, and we had just barely begun operating KGLE when the FCC opened up a filing window allowing us to ask for FM licenses. And we asked for one for KGLE, and they granted it. And now in the last year or so, we've been getting all the details worked out to build it and get it on the air. And now this week is finally the time. And I'm really, really excited. I'm sitting in the studio, which is normally nice and neat, but today it looks like a warehouse at Walmart or something. It's just full of boxes and things being opened. And I don't mind the chaos today, though. It's for a good reason.
Oh, that's indeed the truth. By the way, I should mention that KGLE AM will continue and their schedule will be unchanged. So that's good news as well.
Yeah, and the FM station will have a slightly different program schedule. It will be an exact duplicate of what's aired on YNOP. Where the AM station does have cutaways during the day at various times for some special programming for this area. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you're right. The AM ministry will continue on, going strong in year number 62 right now. Wow. And the new FM will have a kind of a separate ministry all its own. So we're excited to see what God's going to do.
All right. Excellent. Big things are going on in Glendive.
Yeah. And that's not it. You know, we have one other prayer request that has been a fairly urgent one that we've been sharing with listeners for the past few weeks, and that's concerning a shipment of YNOP Ambassador Audio Bibles that was sent to Kenya on January 10th. And it's not so easy as just boxing something up and paying the cost of shipping, and then the receiver picks it up and or it's delivered to their house. When you're dealing with nations in Africa, there's a lot of issues with getting things safely through customs. Sometimes part or all of the shipment just disappears. And so we've been asking for prayer for that. And in the middle of the night last night, I had an exchange of WhatsApp messages with Koki, our translator at New Life Africa Translation Center. And she said the units which arrived in Kenya a few days ago are all set for her to pick them up today. And so we are just so anxious to hear back from her later on that she's received the box and that everything is safe and sound, and we're really looking forward to the distribution. This is a small shipment. We used a new company for the very first time to test them out. It's a company that specializes in shipping from the United States to Kenya specifically, And so this was kind of our test shipment, and we appreciate the prayers because this is really important. If it works out okay, as it appears it is, we have many more shipments that we're going to send through this company. So thank you for your prayers on that, and we hope to be able to announce in a day or two that we have the shipment in our possession and that our staff in Kenya has it.
Boy, today is just a day of looking at what looks like answers to prayers that we've been looking for. This is a good day indeed, Roger.
Well, it is. We have plenty of challenges, but today is a day to celebrate, and we're really thankful that that God is answering those prayers and enabling us to go forward amidst the challenges that exist. We're just so excited. So we'll leave you with one final prayer request, and that is for the construction here in Glendive. We'll have a four-man tower crew hanging 350 feet in the air by their tower belts, trying to get the antennas safely fastened to the tower and get the coax cable run down to the ground. We'll be working in the building and hooking up electrical circuits and all of that. So just please pray for safety for everyone, and then that everything will work properly. After inspecting all the equipment a few weeks ago over here, everything looked good, but you don't know until you actually turn it on and fire it up. So we still need those prayers.
Okay, good. Thank you, Roger, for that reminder to keep praying for what's going on in Glendive and in Africa. And thanks for that update. Boy, what a great update. We like to share what's happening around your network of praise every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. We're going to post this up on your network of praise podcast page at ynop.org. We'll also put it on your network of praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.